All righty. Well, guys, I'm going to continue tonight on the series that I've been talking to you guys about called Growing in God. How many here tonight desire to grow deeper in their spiritual relationship with God? Anybody here tonight want to grow in that relationship with God? You want to become closer in your walk with God? How many people here tonight is that true of? That's good. Well, over the last 5 or 6 weeks, I began this series that I felt I should share with you guys called Growing in God. Growing in God. And we discussed various spiritual disciplines in growing in our relationship with God. And one of those was, weeks ago, we talked about fellowshipping with other believers. Because, guys, the people you associate with and hang out with will do what? They'll either pick you up spiritually or pull you down. So you've got to find people in the body of Christ that are stronger than you spiritually, and you need to hang out with them and spend time with them so that when you're in a time of need spiritually, you can turn to them and they can give you the Word of God, they can pray for you. Another thing that we spoke about was reaching out beyond ourselves. The mark of an adult is somebody who reaches out beyond himself or herself. A baby is doing what constantly? A little baby, like a 1-year-old, a 6-month-old. Is constantly crying, and it's about me, me, me. They're constantly on the receiving end. And there's a lot of Christians in the body of Christ that are spiritual babies and have remained that way for many years. It's all about me, me, me. They're on the taking and the receiving end. But if you want to grow in your spiritual walk with God, one of the things you've got to learn to do is to step out beyond yourself and reach out to those less fortunate than you. And you might be thinking tonight, well, Jonathan, you know, I'm in such great need myself. How can I step out beyond myself? Well, guys, I've got news for you tonight. There is somebody out there on the streets of Tulsa, maybe a family member, who is in greater need than you. And with God's grace, you can step out beyond yourself and maybe help meet their need. You're saying maybe tonight, well, I feel weak on the inside sometimes. That's when the baptism or the prayer language comes into play, where you start to speak to God in this heavenly language, and it strengthens and empowers you on the inside to reach out beyond yourself. And as you take steps to reach out beyond yourself, you're growing in your spiritual walk with God. The more you give out of yourself, the more you get closer to God, because God is all about what? He's all about love. God is love. God is all about giving. Do you agree with that tonight? The other spiritual discipline we talked about was getting into the Word of God. The books that we read influence the way that we think. And you know, the greatest book in the world to be reading, guys, is this one right here, the Bible, right? This right here is, I called it the autobiography of God. And it gives you a closer look and a closer perspective into the nature of God. Who is God? God is love. God is a God of grace. He's a God of mercy. And as you read His autobiography, His Word, you're like, man, this God loved me so much. I am going to love Him in return. And as you love Him in return, you grow what? Closer to Him. Do you agree with that tonight? Last week, we talked about the spiritual discipline of prayer. The spiritual discipline of prayer. Petitioning God in prayer concerning a need that you may have. Now, guys, now listen to this. Just as it takes time and words to build a friendship with a human being, so also it takes spending time in prayer with God to build our spiritual relationship with Him. Do you agree with that tonight, right? How many in this room have ever built a relationship with another human being without spending time with them or talking with them? None of us. It's absurd, unheard of. Guys, it's the same way with God. God wants to sit down with you like you sit with your friend, and He wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to Him. He wants you to come closer to Him in your times of prayer. We talked about 2 Chronicles 7:14-15. If my people called by my name, who are the people called by the name of God? Those that have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Those who are what? Christians. Followers of Jesus Christ. If my people called by my name will what? Humble themselves. Another condition, humbling yourself in prayer. Saying, God, there is a need I cannot figure out. In my own strength, God, I cannot meet this need. So God, I bow before your throne and say, God, you are the only one that can meet this need. If they will humble themselves and pray and do what? Seek my face. Seeking the face of God and not only his hands. Matthew 6:33 says what? It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You know, a lot of people seek for the gifts, for the meeting of their need. But what God is saying is, I want you to seek relationship with me. And when you seek relationship with me for who I am, you'll get everything that I have. So spending time with God, seeking the face of God in prayer, and seek my face, then he will do what? If my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will do what? God says, I will hear from heaven and I will meet your need. So how many here tonight are facing a need in your life? How many here tonight are facing some type of need in your life? You know, God wants you to bring your requests and petitions to him in prayer. You know, when God answers that request, what does it do? What does it do to you on the inside? See, if you have a need, you bring it to God and he answers it. It makes you excited on the inside, right? It's like, wow, this God loved me enough to answer my request. And thus, I am going to love him in return. And it brings you that much closer to God. Do you agree with that tonight? Amen? Amen. But you know, there is a way to approach God in prayer concerning the need in your life. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. The way to approach God in prayer concerning the need in your life. You know, a lot of people sometimes just fling words around, maybe carelessly or haphazardly. God, I need this, and God, I need that. God, I need this, 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 and this. This is my need in my life, God. You know, just throwing words around. But guys, there is a way to approach God concerning the need in your life. And so the question is, how do we approach God in prayer concerning our petition? So tonight, I want to give you this hypothetical illustration that I probably shared 3 or 4 weeks ago. And imagine this. Imagine there's a lady out there named Aunt Sally, 88 years old, and she's got 2 children, Jack and Jill, just to make it easy, alrighty? And she's got an estate that's worth like $1 million, houses and cash. And before she dies, she writes her last will and testament, okay? So she says, you know, at my death, she writes, I want my entire estate equally divided or distributed amongst my 2 kids, Jack and Jill. So Aunt Sally at 88 years old dies, right? Just imagine this picture. She dies and the lawyer contacts Jack and Jill and says, well, you know that your mother died, but she did leave behind an estate. And the kids are like real curious. I wonder how she split the estate. Is it 40-60, 30-70, 50-50? The attorney tells them the will says that when she died, she wanted her estate split 50-50 between you, Jack and Jill. That's awesome, right? So they say, well, can you mail us a copy of the will? So the attorney mails them a copy of the will, and they have this will in their possession. They read it, they study it, they internalize it. And then they take that legally binding document, and they bring it to the executor of the will. And what does the executor do? He takes legal steps to divide the estate equally. Does that scenario make sense to you? Pretty simple, right? Well, guys, the question tonight is this. What is the will of God? What is God's will? This word right here. This will write his spoken words, these written words upon pages, equal the will of God. Just like Aunt Sally's words on paper equaled her will. Now, when does a will go into effect? When the testator dies, right? Aunt Sally's will went into effect when she died. Now, let's look at Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. And this is what it says. It's in the Word of God. It's so plain. It's clear. It's talking about Jesus Christ. And this is what it says. It says, in the case of a will, Hebrews 9:16. In the case of a will, it is necessary to prove the death of the one who made it. Because a will is in force only when somebody has died. It never takes effect while the one who made it is living. So guys, who died 2,000 years ago? The testator, Jesus Christ, God the Son. So guess what, guys? This will, these spoken words, have been put into effect. You see, the will of God is equal to what? What is the will of God equal to? The Word of God, right? And in the same way, the words of God, the Word of God is equal to the will of God. It's just like 1 + 1 = 2. And 2 = 1 + 1, right? So these words of God equal the will of God. And the will of God equals these words of God. And this will was put into effect 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on Calvary. He's resurrected. He now sits at the right hand of God the Father. And let's look at 1 John chapter 5, talking about the will of God. Talking about the will of God. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. The will of God. See, guys, the thing is this. You know, this will has been put into effect, like Aunt Sally's will went into effect. But Jack and Jill would not know what to claim legally of that estate unless they did what? Unless they read the will, right? So guys, this right here is a legally binding spiritual document called the will of God. But you won't know what to claim out of this will unless you do what? Unless you read this will. Unless you read the words of this Bible. Look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Talking about the will of God. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. We read that again, just those two verses. This is the confidence. We can come before God with confidence approaching Him. That if we ask anything according to what? His will, which is what? His written word, right? He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of Him. So if you bring God's will to God, guess what, guys? You have His what? If you bring God's will to God, saying, God, in your will, in your testament, it says this. If you bring God's will to God, what do you have? You've got the ear of God, right? And if you know that you've got the ear of God and God is hearing you, whatever you ask according to His will be what? Will be done for you. Does that make sense tonight, guys? So what do we pray when we approach God according to our requests or concerning our requests? What do we pray? In prayer. Saying, God, I got this need. We've got to pray what? The Word of God, right? Because the Word of God is what? The will of God. Look at John 15, verses 5 through 8. John 15, the same writer, just a different book. John 15, verses 5 through 8. And this is what it says. I am the vine, you are the branches. This is Jesus speaking. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. Now look at verse 7, guys. John 15, 7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. God is saying if my words or my will remains in you, right? And you know what it says. You can ask whatever you wish according to this will and it will be done what? It will be given or done for you. Why? You know, think about it. Why would God not grant something that you ask in faith according to His will? The Word of God plainly says it. If you ask for your need according to His will, He will do what? He will grant it to you if you ask in what? If you ask in faith, believing that God will do it. Amen? The Word of God, the will of God. Alrighty. And this is what He says. You will bear, in verse 8, you will bear much fruit. What is the much fruit that's being talked about in context? My words remain, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you will ask as you wish. Then it goes on to say in verse 8, you will bear much fruit. What is the much fruit that is being talked about? It's answered prayer, right? Answered prayer. Let me give you a personal illustration. Back in the month of May, just this past month of May 07, I've got a little business on the side. And basically, I approached God in prayer and I said, God, I need this certain business revenue for the month. Gave Him a number. I said, God, you know, I've, according to Your word, it says, give and it shall be given. God, I have sown seed into people's lives. God, I have sown seed into ministries, God. And so I am asking You for this business revenue. So I just prayed that prayer. I gave Him a certain number. Guys, guess what? It was God's doing alone. He gave me what I asked plus 25% on top of that. It's like God was saying, you know what? I've given you what you asked, and the icing on the cake is the extra that I've given you because you're my son and I love you. But I petitioned God based on His word. God, I have done what Your word says to do. I have given, I have sown. So God, I'm asking for this business revenue this month. And God did it. Guys, if He can do it for me, He can do it for who? He can do it for you guys. But guys, you have to know what this will has on the inside of it. And how do you know what it has on the inside of it? By reading it on a consistent basis. So when you approach God concerning your need in prayer, approach Him and pray the will of God. You see, when you approach God with His will, you have His ear. And if you know that He hears you, whatever you have asked Him according to His will, according to His word, you have what you have asked, guys. It's plain and simple. If He did it for me, He can do it for you. So the question tonight is this in closing. What is it that you have need of tonight? Look at Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. And this is what it says concerning the Word of God. God's Word, guys, does not come back void. Isaiah 55, 5, 10, and 11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. In other words, He says, I send the rain on the earth for a purpose. What is that purpose? It's to water the fields and to produce a harvest, right? And it doesn't return back to the heavens without producing that harvest. He says, it's the same way with my word, guys, with my will. I've rained it into your lives through this book, the Bible. And if you read it, it will accomplish in your life the purpose I have set for it to accomplish. Does that make sense? It will not return to God void. Look at Jeremiah 1, verse 12. Jeremiah 1, 12. It says this. The Lord said to Jeremiah, Jeremiah was like, God, I'm young, I'm afraid, I can't speak. And the Lord says, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my what is fulfilled. That my word or my will is fulfilled. Guys, what is the need that you're facing tonight? What does the Word of God say in Philippians 4:19? But my God will supply what? Just some of your need? Just a little bit of your need. No, so my God will supply all of your need according to His glorious riches in Jesus Christ. That makes sense? Philippians 4:19. What need are you facing tonight, guys? Is it physical healing? How many here tonight are sick in their body? You need physical healing. Guys, let's dig into the will and see what it says concerning your physical healing. Look at Exodus chapter 15. Exodus 15, verse 26. You can say, God, this is what your word says. This is what your will says. I'm praying according to it. He said in Exodus 15, 26, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that what? That heals you. That word in the original language is Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that heals you, according to Exodus 15, 26. Let's dig into the will a little more. Look at Isaiah 53, verse 5. Praying the will of God concerning your need. Isaiah 53, 5. Talking about Jesus. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are made sick? No. By his wounds we are healed. So when you approach God in your times of prayer, petitioning, requesting humbly for God to meet your needs, say, God, you know what? This right here is your will, God. It is a legally binding spiritual document. And your word says that you sent Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, and by his wounds, I am healed. Guess what, guys? When you present the will to God, you're presenting it to who? You're presenting it to the executor of the estate. And the word of God tells us that he must fulfill his word, which is also his will, if you pray according to it. Does that make sense? So if you're facing sickness in your body, in faith, start to pray these scriptures. Are you needing peace in your life tonight? Let's dig into the will a little more. Look at John 14, 27. John 14, verse 27. This is what Jesus says. Maybe you're in turmoil on the inside. Maybe something has happened. Maybe a loved one is sick. Maybe it's a broken relationship. You've got no peace on the inside. You turn to the will of God. John 14, 27, and it says this. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So guys, if you're facing a need for peace on the inside, when you approach God in prayer, say, God, according to your will, your son Jesus Christ said, my peace I leave with you. God, right now, I am needing your peace in the midst of this storm in my life. And guys, he will give it to you. Let's dig into the will a little more. Let's look at Colossians 3, verse 15. We've all heard these scriptures, but it bears repeating. 3:15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. Guys, guess what? This will right here has the answer to every one of your needs if you pray to God according to his will. Not according to just some careless words coming out of your mouth that make no sense, but according to his written, spiritually binding legal document, the Bible. Do you need joy in your life? How many here tonight are dealing maybe with a little bit of grief on the inside? Maybe it was the loss of a loved one. Okay, I see your hand. Maybe somebody left you. Somebody broke a relationship with you, and you're just kind of grieving on the inside. Maybe somebody you really, really, really love deeply is out of your life, gone forever. And you're mourning on the inside. Let's dig into the will and see what it says. Isaiah 61, verse 3. And guys, there's so many more scriptures than this, but these are just starters. Isaiah 61, verse 3. Talks about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, prophesying Jesus Christ. Then it says this in verse 3, Isaiah 61, 3. To provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise in the place of despair. You know, if you're grieving on the inside and you've turned to counselors, you've tried talking to people, guys, then try to start talking to God about it. Turn to God. You've turned to people, you've turned to counselors, turn to God. and say, God, according to your will, it says that you anointed Jesus, you've anointed me to give me a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair and depression and grief. God, it's in your word, it's in your will, and I'm praying to you according to your will. And if I pray according to your will, God, I have your ear. I know that you hear me. And if you hear me, anything that I ask according to your will be granted unto me according to what it says in this book, the Bible. Legally binding spiritual documents. Are you needing faith instead of fear? How many here tonight are a little weak in their faith with God? A little weak in their faith. I am. I was talking to a friend just earlier tonight. I'm like, man, you know, I need more faith in God. I need to grow in my faith walk with God. How many here tonight feel that way? You need to grow in your faith walk with God. Like, God, I need more faith. I need more trust in you. God, I pray that you supernaturally on the inside increase my faith. God, your word, your will says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of what? Fear, which is the opposite of faith, right? But of love and of power and of a sound mind. God, your word says in Romans 10, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. God, I'm into your word. I'm studying your word. So God, according to your will, your word, my faith has got to increase. You're praying according to the will of God. And as you do, he will meet that need for increased faith. Guys, how many tonight are needing increased finances? I think it's a need that we all have. We all face it. A better job, a better paying job. Let's dig into the will of God. See what the will of God says here. Luke 6:38. Praying according to the will of God. Luke 6:38. This is what it says. We don't want to overdo the scripture, but it is in the will. It is in the word of God. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to what? To you. What does Galatians 6 say in the will? It says what? It says, whatever a man sows, that also shall he reap. That also shall she reap. And that's kind of what I prayed to God in the month of May. I was like, at the beginning of May, I was like, God, this looks impossible. I need this certain amount of revenue. God, it looks impossible in my own eyes. The way the month is looking right now, it's not going to happen. But God, I'm praying according to your will that I have sown. I have given. And your word says, whatever man sows, that also shall he reap. And guys, he answered that request. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. It's simple, guys. Faith in God. Praying according to his will. But guys, you know, there's one trick, there's one secret. It's not going to happen any other way except reading that will. Yeah, Aunt Sally left her will. But it does Jack and Jill no good unless they did what? Read the will, knowing what it says. Guys, this will is in effect, like Aunt Sally's will was. It's in effect. It's in effect. It's living and powerful. Let me turn to Hebrews 4. It just comes to mind now. It's the Spirit of God, I believe. Hebrews chapter 4. I believe this is what God is saying. Hebrews chapter 4. The Word of God is what? Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is living and active. In other words, this will is in effect. Sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. The Word of God is living and active. Guys, it's alive. This will, this Word of God, is in effect. But unless you read it, you won't know the inheritance that has been left to you and to me. And guess what? If you don't know what's been left to you, you then cannot approach the executor with it. You've got to know what's in there to approach God, the maker, the executor, with this will. This legally binding spiritual document, the Word of God. You've got to know what it says. What did the psalmist write? He said, God, your word have I done what with? Stored up within my heart, that I might not what? Sin against you. How many here tonight have a Bible? How many people here tonight have a Bible? How many have access to a Bible? How many here tonight don't have a Bible? You don't have a Bible, man. I wish I brought my Bible sign. Shucks. Do you have access here in the Salvation Army to a Bible during the week? Guys, I would strongly encourage you to get into the Word of God on a consistent basis. On a consistent basis. You see what I'm saying? You've got to get into it on a consistent basis and bring this document, this spiritual document, before the executor, before God. Saying, God, this is what your word says. This is the inheritance that's been left to me. The meeting of all my needs. God, I pray according to your word. And he will honor it. So how many here tonight will make that commitment to try to start reading the word of God on a consistent basis? Say it tonight with me. Say, this week, I will make an effort to start reading the will and testament of God on a consistent basis. It is a legally binding document, spiritual document for my life. But I've got to get into the Word of God. And I'll make that commitment this week to try. To try to get into the Word, guys. He wants to meet all of your needs, guys. He wants to meet them all. He wants you to approach him in faith and in trust. Amen? It's like the image of a little child, a little girl. She's got daddy. He's a good man. He loves his family. He loves the little girl. She's 2 years old, 3 years old. Guys, she's got nothing but pure trust in her daddy. That if I need a place to sleep, daddy will provide it. If we're out of town and I need a place to sleep, dad will give it to me. If my belly is hungry, I need something to eat, all I have to do is ask daddy, and he will give it to me. Because I sit with my daddy, I talk to my daddy, I know my daddy loves me. Guys, God is looking for that same childlike faith in our lives. He is daddy. His name is Abba, Father. Abba means daddy. He wants us to just have that blind childlike faith and dependence in him. Without trying to reason it. And guys, I do a lot of reasoning, so I'm preaching to myself. He just wants us to get into his word and say, God, you know, with childlike faith, I just believe that you will do it. I don't know how. It seems impossible to my human eyes, but all things, God, are possible with you. God, you are the one who specializes in making the impossible possible. So I approach you, God, according to your word, in childlike trust, like that little girl with her daddy. Does that make sense tonight? But you got to get into the Word of God, guys. Steve, you want to come forward?